April 11, 2026. Today's reading from Encounter with God. According to Faith. Opening Prayer. Lord, turn my mind and heart to you as I read your words today. Teach me how to follow you more closely. Read Matthew chapter 9, verses 27 through 34. Jesus heals the blind and the mute. As Jesus went on from there, two blind men followed him, calling out, "Have mercy on us, Son of David." When he had gone indoors, the blind men came to him, and he asked them, "Do you believe that I am able to do this?" "Yes, Lord," they replied. Then he touched their eyes and said, "According to your faith, let it be done to you." And their sight was restored. Jesus warned them sternly, "See that no one knows about this." But they went out and spread the news about him all over that region. While they were going out, a man who was demon-possessed and could not talk was brought to Jesus. And when the demon was driven out, the man who had been mute spoke. The crowd was amazed and said, "Nothing like this has ever been seen in Israel." But the Pharisees said, "It is by the prince of demons that he drives out demons." Reflect. Heal me, Lord, and I shall be healed. Save me, and I shall be saved. For you are the one I praise. Today, we find Jesus healing three men, two blind and one dumb. We don't know for how long the two blind men had been following Jesus, but they may have heard him saying, "I desire mercy, not sacrifice." Certainly, they phrased their request accordingly. "Have mercy on us, Son of David." Those words convey two vital truths: recognition of the fact that they didn't deserve healing, and acknowledgement of faith in Jesus as the Messiah who could heal. Nevertheless, the Lord still asks them to express their faith in him more explicitly. Their response is a simple, "Yes, Lord." In response to that straightforward faith, Jesus heals them. Sadly, their faith, though genuine, doesn't lead to post-healing obedience. Jesus sternly warns them to keep quiet. This is probably for their own sake, to prevent them from being hassled by the authorities, and also because Jesus knows his time has not yet come, and he doesn't want to provoke unnecessary opposition. Total silence would be impossible, but apparently, these two men don't even attempt to be cautious. Unable to control their elation at being able to see again, they ignore his instruction and spread the news about him all over that region. Jesus then meets another man possessed by an evil spirit, which has rendered him dumb. This man is incapable of expressing faith, but those with him have sufficient faith to bring him to Jesus. Once again, Jesus completely heals him. Verses 33 and 34 record two contrasting reactions that encounters with Jesus may still produce today. The Pharisees, not wishing to acknowledge Jesus' divine power, cynically attribute the healing to the devil. The watching crowd, impressed by the drama and novelty, is amazed, but for how many does amazement turn to genuine faith? Apply. How might you reach out to someone you know who, according to their spiritual, physical, mental, and emotional state, needs Jesus' healing? Closing prayer. Holy Spirit, build my faith and help me to live a life that expects God to do the impossible.